A man who helped create modern comics, Stan Lee, died today. He was 95 years old. He leaves behind such memorable characters as the Fantastic Four, the Incredible Hulk, and Black Panther.
My son, it is your time. You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
From member station KPBS, Beth Accomando has this appreciation.
Stan Lee gave us superheroes we could identify with, characters who allowed us to suspend our disbelief because they reacted as you or I might, or like Tony Stark.
Okay, anybody on our side hiding any shocking and fantastic abilities they'd like to disclose? I'm open to suggestions.
Here's Stan Lee in a 1998 interview.
Before Marvel started, any superhero might be walking down the street and see a 12-foot-tall monster coming toward him with purple skin and a tail and eight arms breathing fire. And the character would have said something like, "Oh, there's a monster from another world. I'd better catch him before he destroys the city." Now, if one of our Marvel characters saw the same monster, I would like to think Spider-Man would say, "Who's the nut in the Halloween getup? I wonder what he's advertising."
Robert Scott runs the San Diego store Comikaze, comics, books, and more, and grew up with Lee's creations.
He would talk about prejudice, racism, I mean, the X-Men. Here was a group of people who were only trying to do good things and only trying to help, and they were constantly ostracized by being mutants.
But you see, I think that's important. The person viewing the cartoon or reading the book should have something to think about, not just look at mindless pages of running around.
Born Stanley Lieber in New York City in 1922, he took the pseudonym Stan Lee because he wanted to save his real name for more literary pursuits. But those works never came. Instead, Lee devoted more than seven decades to the comics industry. During that time, Lee partnered with Jack Kirby to create the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, and the Incredible Hulk.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry.
He also worked with Steve Ditko to give us Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
It is Doctor Strange, not Master Strange, not Mr. Strange. Doctor Strange. When I became a doctor, I swore an oath to do no harm, and I have just killed a man. I'm not doing that again.
Lee successfully challenged the restrictive Comics Code authority and helped usher in the first black superhero in mainstream American comics with Black Panther. Many of Lee's creations found their way into the movies. David Goyer was the first to bring a Marvel black superhero to the screen with Blade. He appreciates the revolution Lee brought to comics in the 1960s and 70s.
He was the first one to create, with Spider-Man, superheroes who doubted themselves, who were tormented, who were unhappy.
"Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility."
Tobey Maguire played Peter Parker in the 2002 film Spider-Man.
"Who am I? I'm Spider-Man."
Lee was a savvy businessman. He transformed Marvel Comics into Marvel Entertainment, a massive multimedia corporation that produces books, TV shows, video games, digital comics, and movies. He built a sense of community between fans and creators. He engaged readers through his column Stan's Soapbox and often signed off on his letters to fans with the catchphrase, "Nuff said," or
"Excelsior!" Oh.
Lee became as recognizable as his superheroes with his many cameos on TV and in movies.
"Hey, wait, where are you going? Hey, you were supposed to be my lift home. How will I get out of here? Hey, I've got so many more stories to tell."
And they'll continue to be told through Stan Lee's characters. Nuff said. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.